Well, Joseph Duffy, you're back in the octagon this coming weekend on Fight Island in the United Arab Emirates. I would say you're very excited to get back because you've been waiting a while for this.
Yeah, 100%. Especially, you know, something so big with this Fight Island as well. So the whole week so far has been a pretty cool experience. So I'm very excited to get back.
Yeah. March 2019 was your last fight in the UFC. What have you been doing between now and then?
I've been on and off with injuries. I had a rib injury that just wouldn't pass. So it was hard to get any consistent training in, you know, and then in that time I had a daughter as well. So just been kind of enjoying that and trying to get some consistent training in. And now I am, you know, I'm glad to get back.
Yeah, well, congratulations on the birth of your daughter.
Thanks very much.
You've now moved on to focusing on fighting once again, Joseph. Two defeats in your last two outings in the UFC. I'm sure that's something you're looking now to put to bed with a victory this weekend.
Oh, without a doubt. Just the last few performances, and you know, to my standard, has just been terrible. You know, like it's been nothing of the fighter I know I am. So
why was that? Do you think, Joseph?
I think it was a mixture of things. I think injuries, and I think I didn't have the same motivation. You know, like I was going into the fights, and for whatever reason, I just wasn't firing on all cylinders. I don't know whether it was overdoing it or what, but I seem to have a different buzz about me this time, and I'm very excited to get in. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be a very different result on the weekend.
Yeah. Tell us about your opponent, Joe Alvarez. How tough is he going to be?
That's it. I suppose at this level, there's no easy fights. He's won his last one. He's like a tall, rangy fighter, you know, a good record, 16-2. So, you know, I'm under no illusions. I got a tough opposition on the weekend, but I'm pretty confident I'll do the business, you know.
Have you changed your approach or your style or added to your technical abilities and maybe refocusing on this one, have you?
I suppose in a way we had to refocus things a wee bit with the whole pandemic. So it was like a smaller group of lads training, and, you know, I dictated a little bit more in my training this time. You know, and just worked on the areas I really felt I needed to. I got in contact with my old boxing trainer too. So I've been correcting some of the things, like some of the areas that I know has been an issue for me, and he's obviously been on my case and making sure that I'm making sure that everything is getting better every session, you know, and not getting lazy with things. So that's been a great help.
Yeah. So what's it been like then around Fight Island this week? It's all different with the COVID-19 restrictions and scenario. And you're in a different time zone to Ireland, then you're in a different time zone again to Las Vegas, because I know you're going on Las Vegas time for the fight. So what's it been like since you landed out in quarantine and prepping for a fight with not too many people about, Joseph?
It's been quite strange, to tell you the truth, because I only got my wristband there last night, which means I'm allowed to leave the room. You know, you got to quarantine for 48 hours, so I only got that, and then so me and John, we went in to work out last night. But to tell you the truth, I wasn't even outside the hotel yet. Like you said, I'm on Vegas time, so after the interview, I'll go back to sleep now, and then I'll start my day around 5 p.m. The time zone out here, you know. So yeah. It's been strange, you know, going to bed when the sun's out and then waking up when it's getting dark.
Yeah, and it's going to be strange, I suppose, in fight night as well, with no crowd there, because you've fought in big arenas with thousands in attendance. It's going to be a different story this weekend.
I'll have a different feel for sure. I suppose the only way we can kind of compare it to is maybe training, or even on the Ultimate Fighter, you know, there wasn't no crowds there, so you know, they're all experiences I can draw from and apply to the situation on a weekend.
Yeah, You, of course, Joe, previously were due to headline one of the UFC fight nights, and unfortunately due to injury, that didn't happen. This weekend, you're on the prelim card. Is that where you want to get back to Joseph, being a headline fighter again?
Without a doubt, I think for any fighter, that's kind of your goal. You know, you want to be in the top 15 in the world, and you want to be headlining these events. That's what we train our whole life to do. Really, is to, you know, be at the forefront of the sport and, you know, headline these big events, whether it be Vegas or Dublin or anywhere in the world.
Just finally then, we mentioned it earlier that you suffered two defeats. Is it imperative then, if you're to still be fighting in the UFC, that you won this weekend?
Without a doubt. You know, like, the general thing in the UFC is normally three fights and you're gone, you know, three losses. So it's very important that I get the win. And just in general, just to get back, get the ball rolling again and really, you know, make a mark in the sport. I need to get a win this weekend.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed that you make your mark this weekend and get that victory that you're looking for, Joseph. Many thanks for talking to us. Maybe we'll speak again on Sunday, hopefully after the fight and after that victory that you hope to get.
Thanks very much, Arjun.